Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Along very well without you.
I don't
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I first want to say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 37 countries around the world who tunes in. I so appreciate you. But before I introduce my guest, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? Happy Friday.
Thank you.
TGIS.
I'm trying to be surrounded by positive energy and light, you know, so I can,
right,
you know,
me too.
Bring that towards me. And our special guest tonight, I'm telling you, Mrs. Apollo Abrams Stuckey, she is a high school teacher of science art. She resides in Columbus, Georgia. She's a passionate painter of black culture and the uplifting of black people, which she has turned into her ministry. And I am so proud that she had this evening to be with us. But before I introduce her to you and open up her mic, I want to let you know that Ms. Stuckey is right now is babysitting. So if you hear the babies in the background, so be it. Because, you know, if it ain't going to be the babies, we're not going to be here where we are. So you got to start small and bring them along the way. And we love children. So just want to let you know, if you hear a little giggling in the background, it's just the kids having fun. And so I just want to say hi to my special guest, Apollo. How you doing, Apollo?
Hey.
Hey, darling.
I'm doing good.
You know, I was just thinking about something when I saw your middle name, Abrams. Are you any chance related to Stacey Abrams in Georgia?
You know what? No, I'm not. I get asked that all the time, though. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, be like, yeah, that's my auntie. Y'all ain't know that. But no, it's not.
It's just a dynamic woman. That's so hard, you know. I'm just like, I said, wow, how would they relate to each other? But for people who saw the show online, you can see some of the artwork that Miss Apollo has done, and she is phenomenal. She got skills, you know, and I can't believe it. So I hope that, you know, her ministry of uplifting black people is successful, because it's good to see people in a light that's not derogatory, because everything is not derogatory. But, you know, what you see out in the media and their propaganda, sometimes you might believe what you see and it ain't true. So I appreciate that it's a love of yours, Apollo, to do what you're doing and bringing art to the masses in a positive way. So what made you decide to become a school teacher? Because I did that briefly for 3 months for special needs people. I drove me crazy. I got out of that right away. I got in and I jumped right out. But bless your heart, you deal with high school students. How you deal with that?
Oh, wow. Okay, so first of all, I think I literally have every career known to man. I work for Google. I've been an officer in the military. I've been a security guard. Like, I've done everything. So what happened was, after I left Google, I really got fired. It's a long story. But after I left Google, I came home and I was like, oh, man, mom, dad, I really need to get my life together. You know, I'm not an officer anymore. I don't work for Google. Like, I just need to find purpose. And my dad was like, well, do a school teacher. And I was like, ah, no. Yeah, so I did freelancing, and I was broke all the time, and he was like, so you gonna do teaching yet? And I was like, please stop asking me that. And so what ended up happening is, me and my husband got married. We both didn't have any money. He plays the piano, so he was an artist too. He had came from 2 deployments and stuff, so he was just kind of like, I don't really want to do anything. And so we got married, broke, and then I ended up getting pregnant, and I was like, I think I need to teach.
It must have been love, baby. Oh, y'all was going through.
Oh, we was going through it. It was terrible, but a lot came out of it. It was truly a blessing, guys. Yeah, I was like, man, we really need to get ready for this baby, sir. So he got a new job, and I ended up going into teaching. And I was always afraid to do special needs, but that ended up being the field that I went into, because that's what they needed. And I needed a paycheck. So I went into it. I started off with middle school, and I absolutely loved it. And I ended up getting certified because I already had a degree, of course. So all I had to do was take, like, a couple more courses. And then I got picked up by one of the worst schools. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But anyways,
Kendrick is one of the worst schools because
I didn't say it.
You're right.
I ain't say it. You said it. I ain't say it.
It is. I'm saying it.
But that's where I was at. I stayed there for like 3 years. And again, I still loved it. I still loved it. So, you know, I end up going to, now I'm at another school. I'm at Shaw High School. Once again, still love it. Just wanted to do like a change of scenery, just to, you know, see what the other side of town is like.
When did you leave Kendrick to go to Shaw?
Last year.
Well, do you know any kids by the name of Crapper?
I can't say I do.
That's why I said that.
It is a unique name, but I had seniors. The 4 years I was there, I had seniors.
Okay.
So they was in
my
senior
grandson
at
is great now, so I was wondering. His name is Jabari, and I was wondering, have you met him in the halls? Because if you had, if he had showed off, if you let me know he was showing off, I got right on the phone to his mommy and daddy. I was going to drop a dime on him, but it's a good thing you said you don't know him.
Oh, But I loved it.
Okay, well, I'm glad because education is so important to everyone, you know, because knowledge is power. If you don't know nothing, people can take advantage of
it. Oh, yeah, it is.
So, you know, I'm just so grateful that you're one of those people that don't get enough recognition. You know, and school teachers need to get paid more for their due diligence, for their patience, for them being a babysitter to people's children when the parents are storming at school while they're at work, you know. So I applaud you for being a school teacher because I did it briefly, and I know how hard it is. So call me a
it
chump.
Is.
I jumped in and jumped out in 3 months. I said, this ain't for me.
Not
it
is. And look, those kids are kind of tough, too. They get on their phone, they call their parents, and they be like, well, Miss Such and Such did this. I be like, now you know I ain't do that. Now you know.
And them ignorant parents will want to come up there and fight and argue about getting the full facts of what's going on. But, you know, you deal with age group, junior high school students, they're hard to deal with because they think they're grown because their body has developed, you know, and can't tell them nothing. So,
look, that's the fun part for me. I love students who think they're grown. I'd be like, for real? Oh, for real? Oh, you grown, girl? Okay.
I'm glad you ain't dead, you know.
What? I love them like that. They'd be like, that's why I pay my bills. I was like, you do? Well, let me slide one of mine to you then, if you paying bills like that. Okay.
Right, but you're doing in high school. But anyway... My co-host Chris got a question for you, Apollo.
Apollo, my first question is to focus on art for a minute. Was art part of your life, or did it come to you later in life? Like, what's your...
Oh, my bad. it's always been a part of my life. Actually, I definitely can remember, like, in elementary, one of the, you know, when they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? One of the things I always say was, I want to be a cartoonist. I want to be a cartoonist. And over the summers, my grandma would take me to this place called the Chicken Coop, and we would do oil paintings. And then from there, I was, like, entering contests for drawing. I would actually sell drawings on the bus for 25 cents in elementary. Yeah, having a little business. They tell me what they wanted me to draw, and I draw it for 25 cents.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you. You know, when I was in high school, art and gym and music were my favorite classes because in art, you playing with clay and doing all kinds of stuff, making stuff, very creative. Music, you know, it's cool, it's laid back, you're playing an instrument. And, you know, gym, you know, PE, running around, those are my favorite courses. So, I love art. I love being creative, you know, and I'm so glad. But I want to ask you about some of your paintings. I've noticed that on some of your paintings, I see the silhouette of people, but the faces don't have noses or eyes. It's just the blank, you know, circle, you know, depicting the face. It doesn't have features. Is that intentional?
Yeah, that, well, it started off not being intentional, honestly. So when I first started, like, really painting, I didn't know how to paint faces, so I would leave them off. So then I challenged myself to learn how to paint faces. And mm-hmm. once I learned how to paint faces, I was like, I like them better without them. It just gives it more of a, I feel like it leaves more creativity to the person looking at it.
Yeah.
So now that I've learned how to paint faces, it's kind of evolved. So now you kind of see more, I guess, more details than when I first started doing it. It was just a brown face and that's it. But now you see some contouring and some shadowing. And it still leaves that, I don't know, it just feels mysterious to me. I feel like the person can look at it and they're like, oh, that's such a, I don't know. It just, it's more fun to play with.
Yeah, but, you know, faces, when I would be playing with drawing and stuff like that, it always seemed the hardest thing to do. And then it would give us this guide, like make an oval shape and then a line down the middle and cross with the eyebrows and the nose and mouth, and that's why you put it in there. But I could never seem to get that in good enough where you can recognize who the person was. It'll be a person, but it wouldn't be the person that I was trying to draw, I'll tell you that. It just be like eyes and nose and mouth that are proportionate, but it doesn't look like exactly the person I'm trying to draw. Maybe you might guess because of the hairstyle or whatever like that. But I love people who are creative because, you know, your mind is just open to stuff and you see things differently. You know, sometimes I can look on the ground or look at the sky and I can see shapes, look at the tree and I can see different shapes from the leaves. So I love, you know, people who are sharing art with the world because that's a way of opening up the mind. But on that note, I see Chris has another question he want to ask you.
Yes, yes. My next question, Apollo, is I understand you're a science art teacher. What is the best part about science art?
So the best part about science, it will, I don't know, so many great parts. So what I like about science is that you learn that everything is connected. In some way or form, the evolution of everything is still connected. Everything is a cycle that touches another cycle. That is, like, the most interesting part, from the geologic time of when Earth first started to now. Even if you're a religious person, like I don't know if I would so much say religious person, but I am a Christian. So even when you look at science, you can see, like, you know, in the beginning of the Bible, it said, oh, God created light and darkness mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And then you do geologic time, and you go like, oh, man, that is light, that is darkness. And then, you know, how they say God's timing is different, a second to us or a thousand years to us, a second to him. Yeah. It's so neat to watch that, how time has progressed. And geologic time, and then just the evolution of things going together, where, you know, started as one cell or no cells, one cell, multi cells, then, you know, so like, it doesn't feel neat to me. It's just a cycle. I like the cycle of it all.
Well, I'm kind of glad he asked you, what did you like about science art? Because my question was going to be, what does it mean when you say science art? Because I never heard it put that way. I've heard it being art class or, you know, art dealing with clay or whatever. I've never heard of science art. So basically you're saying science art is something that deals with the evolution of life and incorporated that with talent?
Well, I think they classify it as the art, like, I'm not sure why they classify it as the arts, honestly, but it's a regular science class. But, and I teach environmental science at Earth Systems. So,
oh, so it's not an art class, it's a science class?
Yeah, it's a science class. I'm not sure why they do, like,
art.
How they say business arts and stuff like that,
okay.
Like they say business. Yeah, I have no idea
why
they do that. I'm not sure. I might should look into that myself.
I'm kind of glad you made that clear because I was saying, I've never heard that before, science art. So basically, art is just a tag you put on anything, but it's really a science class.
Yeah, it's really
that, that makes more sense to me and for my listeners. And, you know, I'm sure it makes sense to you now. What is science art?
Yeah.
So it's just the fact that she do a science class, and they call everything the arts. Like if you dancing, that's the arts. If like you singing, that's the arts. Like if you go to the school for.
Yeah, it's like when I say business arts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just a tag. Okay, it's good to know that. So by you being into science, have you had to dabble as well as into chemistry? Because they kind of like go hand in hand too with science.
You said which one goes hand-in-hand with chemistry?
Science, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't taught chemistry, but, I mean, in college, high school I took AP chemistry, and in college I took chemistry, but I haven't taught chemistry yet. I've only taught forensics, earth systems, environmental systems, and, environmental science and biology. Those are the only ones I've taught so far.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Where are your stuff on display right now? Because you say that this is a ministry of yours, the uplifting of the black culture, and I appreciate you doing that in your paintings and whatever. So have you ever did a showcase, or are you working on a showcase so more people can see your work? Or do the school allow you to do that at the school one time during a free period, you know, set up, you know, for the students at school? Would they allow you to do that there?
Well, this is a new school for me, so I'm not sure. But the old school that I was at, the art teacher, he was actually mentoring me. And he's actually the person who taught me how to do faces. His name is Jeremy McQuarrie. He's awesome. But he's the one that actually taught me how to do faces in, like, different shapes. But at this new school, I haven't tried to display anything just yet because I'm still kind of learning it. I have done a show before, and I'm working on a show now. But I'm trying to get my collection up based off, you know, me learning new techniques. I just want to make sure that it's up substance, so it'll probably be something next year because I like to try to take my time.
Okay.
But I do have a website that everything is on.
Okay, well, I was just going to get right to that because we're running out of time. 30 minutes don't last long. So
I see.
Give them how they can reach you. And also let them know that, you know, you will do some artwork for a fee, and y'all can discuss that however they contact you because, you know, your talent needs to be paid for because you need to pay for the paints, you know, the canvas or whatever,
yes.
Whatever, you know. So tell them how
yes.
to get a hold of you and what's going on with you.
Well, my social media handle is Awkward Sushi Art. That's on Instagram. It's Awkward Sushi Art. It's exactly how it sounds. My website is awkwardsushi.com, and then my Gmail is awkwardsushiart@gmail.com, and you can reach me on any one of those. I respond fairly quickly, except on Sundays. Those are like my chill days.
Yeah. Okay, but could you spell it? I'm thinking you're saying awkward, you know, and everybody sounds
yeah.
a little different. Yeah, spell it off those people in different countries who try to understand
okay,
English, you know.
Spell it. Okay, so it's Awkward Sushi, AWKWARD, Sushi, SUSHI, Art, ART, that's Instagram. And then it's going to be Awkward Sushi Art for gmail.com as well. And then the website is just awkwardsushi.com.
Wow. That's a wild name you put together. Awkward implies being, you know, not coordinated. Sushi implies something that I definitely don't want to eat. You know, how did you put two names together?
I love sushi.
I love sushi.
I ain't eating no raw fish unless it's tuna.
Well, they do got tuna sushi. They do got tuna sushi.
They do. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got tuna sushi.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. But I see people eating, I said, ugh. You know, I just can't imagine it, you know, because I know a lot of people who fish. And when I see them pulling that fish out and putting it on ice on their boat until they get it back to the house, it just stinks. So I can't imagine wanting to eat that and it's raw, you know, because my exposure to raw fish. I said, yuck. So real quick, you got a couple of seconds, Apollo, to give a shout-out to whoever you want, you know. and then we're going to wrap this little thing up here.
Okay, I guess I'll give a shout-out to, well, my family and my husband. They're definitely very supportive. And Miss Barbara, of course, because she set this up. but, yeah, definitely my family and my husband.
CEO of Youth for Need Publication, that people know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a phenomenal woman. She will be here next week because she's going to talk about, well, I'm going to let it be a surprise. She got so many irons in the fire, bless her heart. No, Barbara Pierce, man, she's going to be here. And
oh, yes.
I'm so grateful that she's coming back to share the stuff about this ongoing trip that she's planning and everything. So it's going to be really nice. And Apollo, I appreciate you being here. And you tell your mom, kudos for a slick name. I like that, Apollo, for a female's name. I like that.
Yeah, actually, my dad came up with that name. He's
he's
a history.
Yeah,
he was a history major at Brown. So all of me and my brothers got like historical names.
Yeah, what's your brother's name?
I have a brother named Makai Nehemiah. I have a brother named Croix, C-R-O-I-X, Cinquez, Aaron Gage.
How many siblings is it, including you?
I got six brothers and one sister.
Okay, so all these names you're spitting out, but I like Apollo. That's sexy for a girl, Apollo, okay?
Hey.
Well, Chris, is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
Well, just like you said, thanks to Apollo for coming on, and thanks to our listeners, and, you know, thanks for spending your Fridays with us.
And we appreciate that because, you know, y'all could be getting ready, get your dance on, getting your clothes ready so y'all can go out tonight. But thank you for being here, Apollo, and it's always home. If you want to come back or tell us about advertising, what you got coming down the pike, you know, give me a call. I'm here for you.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime, darling. You have a great evening, and we're out of here. Take care now.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I love somebody so much.